Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, I am establishing my paternity in your life. You're not just a servant. You are my entitled scion, and you shall partake of my inheritance to the full. Take on yourself this day the signet of my authority, for your words carry weight, not because you memorize scripture or understand mystical sayings. Your words carry weight in my kingdom because the angels attending you see the unmistakable resemblance of the King in your visage. You are mine, says the Father. I have stamped my image on you. That image is in you, and it is working its way out until my character and my nature are the first and lasting impression you make upon all you meet. You shall be as Peter of old when his very shadow healed many. I am bringing you out of the shadows and into the substance that you have cried out to me for, says the Father. As a child of the kingdom, you are not meant to live a life of mediocrity or mere existing. You are called to walk in authority and power, for you bear the image of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Your identity is not found in your past mistakes or shortcomings, but in the DNA of heaven that runs through your veins. Embrace this day your true identity as a royal heir and walk confidently in the knowledge you are a co-heir with Christ. Your words have the power to bring life and healing, for the Spirit of the living God dwells within you. Let the light of my presence shine brightly through you, illuminating the darkness and bringing hope to those in despair. Step into the fullness of your inheritance, for I am lavishing my love and my grace upon you. No longer hiding in the shadows, but boldly proclaiming the good news of the kingdom. Your story is one of redemption and restoration, a testament to the power of my love to transform lives. So rise up, child of the Most High, and take your place as a beloved one of the King. Walk in confidence, walk in authority, knowing that you are established in my love and destined for greatness. Embrace your true identity and let the world see my glory reflected in your life. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now. Because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814, or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PropheticNow. If you use Zelle, propheticnow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.